Blog Talk Radio.
I like waitresses. My wife was a waitress.
All right. We're going to play this now? All right. Let's try to get the fucking regular intro. There we go.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Okay, we're coming in a little different today. Okay, now we're going to come in with this.
Hello, everyone. We have a musical
treat. Ready? Yes, we do. This is Bunny.
Bunny.
Bunny. Bunny. They're fucking turning on the thing at the end of the song. Bunny, that is beautiful. That fucking song is so beautiful.
That was. Yeah, that's great. Hey, Lisa, can you say Miyagi?
Miyagi? Miyagi?
No, Miyagi.
Miyagi?
Miyagi? Daniel Russo. Hey, Daniel Russo.
Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. Yeah, Daniel Russo was from Jersey. Yeah.
He was from Hoboken, right?
Probably down there.
Maybe. That sounds right, actually. That's where the chicken emergency was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
True story. Hoboken chicken emergency.
Oh, my God.
That's knocking the dust off.
Did you guys see, like, last month or whatever it was, when there was a freaking, what was it, a moose? running on the railroad tracks.
Why don't you forget the moose for a minute?
Wait, they fucking had to, the moose was...
Call me Moose.
And it went from Jersey into the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A moose in New Jersey?
It was loose on the truck. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shit. Jersey got everything. Well, fool
they
you,
did
right?
A load
oh.
of that shit.
Wait.
I can
we
hear
got,
it already.
We got the Jersey Devil down in South Jersey, okay?
Oh,
in
yeah.
The Pine Barrens. You got the whole... I had to go up my mom. I know all this. She swears to tell me that one night, because she's from South Jersey, one night that she was sleeping and she heard it jump onto the roof and she heard the hooves and saw it fly. I was like, Ma, my mother, I told you my family was into ghost stories. But,
oh,
yeah,
but the Leeds Devil,
yeah.
The Jersey Devil.
Jersey is so screwed with the Jersey Devil, and now they got the Montauk Moose. Is Montauk even in New Jersey?
Yeah, it is. Down in West Jersey.
Montauk,
like it's
yeah. Actually, yeah.
The Montauk Moose.
I used to do my SPCA route in Watchung Mountains and Mountainside for SPCA. They're close,
right.
Pretty close to where things were filmed. You know,
oh,
like
there
up
you answered
right?
It. Crystal Lake was
right.
In New Jersey.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Yep. Yeah, but
yeah, actually asked that question.
They,
you just answered
made,
it from last
they
week.
Made yes, they made but they made in Stokes Forest. That's where they actually
yeah.
made a movie.
So okay.
Yeah,
nice.
I love well no. One time I was up there and me and my girlfriends went in the woods. We had to pee. Okay.
Yeah.
With all our friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Guess who three girls are peeing? Sorry about being blunt about this, but we were watching on each other's backs,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Pee.
And here comes two bears.
Oh,
we're like, what the fuck? I'm like, don't move, because I already know. I said, just don't move. Just don't. If they come towards you, make loud noises. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, I bet you would have freaked out if they said, don't squeeze the Charmin.
Oh, my God. or don't start forest fires.
Oh,
only
yeah,
you
yeah.
can
oh,
prevent
yeah.
forest fires.
Oh, my God.
Only
you know that guy, with the forest fire guy? He's up
right.
in where I used to live in by Bushville in Stroudsburg, PA, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've
East,
been there.
East Stroudsburg has the main road, and then they have the Delaware Water Gap right there where you can take
right.
the whole trails and stuff.
Yep,
so right
yep.
there, they got Smokey the Bear right there, the big fucking original, I guess, statue thingy of Smokey the Bear. Yeah,
really?
I guess that's
okay.
where it started, yeah. I must be where it started.
Neato.
Yep.
Well, now again, remember, it's only you can prevent wildfires.
Right?
I thought he said forest yeah. fires.
He did. That was
originally, but they're gonna say that it wasn't in the original, like they were saying about that song "We Are the Champions of the World." They're gonna say he never said forest fires.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what though? Wait. But back then it didn't. What's burning and how the heat waves are and stuff. It wasn't burning that much, so it was a little forest fire. Get it? Like, compared to now. Shit, yeah.
And it's like, no, it wasn't Smokey the Bear that ever said that. It was Yogi Bear.
Hey, David, the $64 question. $64 question is, was it Sam Elliott in a costume in the 70s?
Where?
You don't get it, do you? The Voice. Only you.
Excuse me.
Sam
no,
Elliott.
No. No, it wasn't him, unfortunately.
But it sounded like Sam Elliott.
Oh, God, no. The Smokey the Bear had a much deeper voice. He didn't have that southern drawl to it like Sam Elliott's got.
Oh, I was thinking he had a Midwest drawl, but yeah.
No,
oh,
Sam
yeah.
Elliott, he's got that southern, well, okay, southern Midwest, so far
neat.
South Missouri, Louisiana, you know, that general southwestern
well,
direction.
Well, that's me, actually. I'm from Houston even, but it's still in the Midwest.
Right. Look,
okay.
Right.
Well.
I'm
well, no. Texas
well,
is
right.
Southwest.
I'm like.
Well, no. Listen,
so
it's in the. If I would go straight on 35, listen to me. Hear me out. I'm a truck driver. I wouldn't lie to you. If you stay on 35 out of Dallas, coming out of.
I'd
Houston,
run into the ocean.
No. North. We're going north.
North, you are not going to run into the ocean. North, you're not going to run into the ocean.
No,
we're
going north.
No,
you'll run into Lake Texoma, maybe. But
right.
45 north, 69 north, run into 35. Stay on 35 north. You're in Kansas.
I tried doing that.
About 12 hours.
I tried taking 35 north until I hit 69, but I had to stop and turn around once I hit 69.
I think my Greyhound went down Route 66.
So, see, that would be a good one to go because
I forget which way. I think it was the first way. The way I went to Cali was, well, first my car got crashed and almost died, and then we took a Greyhound the rest of the way, and we went the southern route. And on the way home, we came the northern route. In the winter, I'm so smart, ain't I?
My brain.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why, because you were talking about Route 66. My brain suddenly goes into that Disney Pixar movie Cars.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now here's the thing. I watched this thing, and somebody had this theory about the tow truck named Mater.
Yeah.
Did you? The theory is that Mater cannibal. He's a tow truck driver. He's a tow truck. B, he lives in a junkyard. And junkyards, if all the cars are talking, junkyards is a graveyard for them. Nobody ever stayed in the city long before they ended up in Mater's junkyard.
Yep.
Mater was a serial killing cannibal.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Mater was a serial killing cannibal.
If I knew my kid, what year did that come out, Cars, that one?
Oh, God. 2000?
Okay.
I don't know.
Hey,
I got a fact checker alert
from my awesome partner in crime out on the interstate, Steve Lawson.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, he's
how are you?
Shout
doing?
Out to Stevie Lawson.
Steve.
He's listening to the show tonight. By the way, Lisa, what's that number? What's that phone number?
Wait, I don't have it. I have the other one. I found it.
Our phone number is.
No, I got it. All right, 619-639-4606 is the call-in number that you can call in. So we were going to talk about tonight. We were going to discuss about the movie.
Hang on.
Yep, there
you
go.
He's got a fact check. He wants to be fact checked.
Okay, fact check.
I'm right about the most recent Smokey Bear.
Okay.
The most recent one is Sam Elliott. He's the one doing the
current
Smokey Bear that you're seeing on TV. But Jim Cummings is actually a guy named Jim Cummings is also involved as the Squeaker. Both actors have done a remarkable job of bringing Smokey's personality and message to life for millions of Americans. Yes, Sam Elliott is actually the voice right now of Smokey Bear. And I didn't know that. It just always started. You know, watch it.
I don't watch TV. You know,
you guys already know
that.
I know.
Yeah,
I haven't actually heard
any of the recent Smokey the Bear commercials. So,
well, David, only you can tell whether it's Sam Elliott.
Well, I was originally it wasn't, so I was right there.
Jim Cummings, yes, sir. We were both right. That's what I said. We were both right. It is Sam Elliott, though. Thanks. Thank you, Steve, because I really just took a shot at that.
Thanks, just Steve. Now I feel like a fool.
Oh, hey, Socrates. Hey, it's under Socrates.
Socrates.
What?
Knowing nothing means you know everything or something. I can't remember.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Dude,
it is. That's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves pronounced it Socrates.
Yeah, you're right. He did.
I
like Keanu Reeves.
That,
funny.
It's so
and it was Beef Oven. Beef Oven.
Oh, Beef Oven. Yes. Oh my God. I forgot about that. Yes, Lisa.
I must have seen this movie, that movie like 10 times, and I must have been stoned every 10 times when I seen it. Okay. I remember certain things and not others.
Yes, way, Lisa. Yes, way.
Yep. And
Ted, don't forget to wind your watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I forgot about
But I can tell you every part of Return of the Living
the
Dead.
Return of the Living Dead.
Return of the Living Dead. Dawn of the Dead. you know, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I like I could remember those.
Hey, is Dawn of the Dead is Dawn of the Dead better than Palmolive of the Dead?
Palmolive?
I prefer Joy of the Dead because it smells better.
You're killing me, David, tonight. You're cracking me up.
Boy, yeah. Oh, my God. No, I don't know. I don't know. Shit, right now I'm using shampoo as detergent. What?
Yeah, she.
What?
Oh, but no, that's Aveeno Apricot Facial Scrub for you.
Okay. Aveeno. You know what I use for? I use coconut oil, unrefined
Aveeno.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, Aveeno's
and
good shit.
I use
natural
stuff.
Shea butter. Shea butter is good on toast.
Yep. Everything.
I knew.
No.
Wait.
Ew,
I thought she was a dancer back there in the Midwest.
A what?
I thought that was one of the dancers' names back in the Midwest. Shea butter.
Oh, shit.
Dude, it's stuff you put on, like, your hair, lotion, whatever, something.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
I mean, I not
Shea
like
butter,
I get all of it, you know?
That's if your skin is toasted. Yeah.
All I know is...
No, Lisa, you cheered us.
Fuck.
Yeah, you cheered us, Lisa. Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead. You
yesterday,
saying.
It was so humid. I washed my hair, and then let it dry, and I looked like the Lion King.
Okay.
It was like, fuck it.
The
it
lion?
Was insane.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
when he shakes
it.
His hair in the wind.
Oh, yeah.
His mane.
Yep, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, he had a what's up mane?
I had to braid it and calm it the fuck down yesterday and today.
There
just I washed
go.
It and put it in the because that's the only way to hold it in place. Look, it's
well,
thick. It's still human.
You
know how to control it if your hair does that.
There is no controlling my hair.
Well, if it's that humid and your hair does that, the way to take care of it is just to simply look at it and say, Hakuna Matata.
Right.
Yeah. What a wonderful hairdo.
When Donnie and I were at the fort and it was real humid the night, I got all the chigger bites on my fucking legs. And
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw that
okay.
picture,
yep.
man.
Oh, my
bad.
God. Okay, but yeah, but I'm used to that because they're like in the tick family, spider family. They just like me. And but Dawn and I, by the end of the night, by the time I got home, I couldn't even get a brush, and we had the same dog. Poof! Our hair.
Shout out to Dawn. Love Dawn.
I love you.
Dawn, I'm trying to figure out why you can't tag me. I haven't all figured it out. It's got to be on Dawn's side, because I can't
Dawn.
Figure it out.
Dawn, I'm convinced
Facebook.
That we were dropped off in an alternate reality out of that fog. Thank you.
Well, do you have any weird bumps that you didn't have? Maybe like a chip or something.
Bumps, dude. We got out of that fog, but that night after that meteor blew up in our face, and then went through the car, and we dealt with the fog, and we don't know how we were driving. After that, we gained an hour time. We gained an hour.
Hey,
we gained
you've had Lyme
a fucking
disease.
Hour.
Yeah, no. Did you have Lyme disease before that?
Yeah,
you've had it
I've
all
had
your
it,
life.
I've had, yeah, I've had it since like '88. Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple,
well, they probably
are
like.
Animals.
Yeah, that
animal
might be
work.
Why they dropped you off. They were like, there's some kind of Lyme stuff going
yeah, right.
on here.
No, but you know what? I think they look. Well, this meteor in particular, which was September 14th, 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. In particular, it's registered. It's online. You can look it up. I mean,
send me a link to that.
I will because
yes, I was running West Virginia then too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I know where we were, and we were close to where Mothman was up there, the highest mountain up there. I don't know.
Okay,
what
Point Pleasant.
Yeah,
that's
all right. We were kind of like maybe 40 minutes from there or something, right? 35. On the other side, but we were in the West Virginia side, right? But the thing is. What the article says is that this particular meteor bounced off the Earth's atmosphere and went back into space.
Neat.
Yeah.
What the excuse me. Was that they probably took us by accident? They were like, oh, God, no. Because I know I talk about it a lot, but no, this really happened. This fucking happened. How was she driving? She had to put in a gas pedal. And we're on top of a mountain in West Virginia, and the meteor blows, and the light flashes through the car, and then there's a fog, but it's so thick, it's splitting at
well,
the foot of a van.
You said it was luminescent, right? Was it luminescent?
No, no, it
like
was.
Glowing?
It was like a nebula. It was browns and blahs, but it was so. It was rolling so fast that it was splitting at the hood of a car, like if we were going 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I got
We're like, what? I'm like, John, why is the fog splitting like that in front of the car? And that's when I finally looked at her and said, are we dead? Because I figured the white light, we didn't hear no noise. Next thing you know, we got this tunnel-like thing we're in, and she fucking freaked out. Yep, totally freaked out.
Wow.
And then,
hey,
and
are you still writing a book? You need to. Are you going to write
a book?
I know
I need to. Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not kidding.
Everyone out there listening, Lisa needs to write a book.
She definitely does.
More, even more than I do. Absolutely more. I will collaborate with it.
Yeah, but
Lisa and Fabian's story, starring.
Actually, you can help me. You can help me write it.
I would be happy to do that.
Well, thank you. I would appreciate it, too.
As soon as I figure out the time to get to mine.
Right? I know, right? Ain't it the truth?
I'm still trying to drill a hole through the wall.
Yeah.
Maybe I should drill one through my head.
Where the girls can see it all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is me the other day. I have the microwave. I'm cleaning the microwave out, right? So I opened the microwave. Then I got distracted on my phone for some music or whatever it was. Okay, I guess I was listening to Bunny or something. I got distracted, went in there, left the microwave open, the cleaner on the counter, came in here, listened to music, and sat down, you know. Like, so I totally forgot what the fuck I was doing. That's ADHD. And you know what I'm talking about, right, babe? Actually, that just happened today.
Uh-huh. You got to hear this shit. I wasn't going to tell it. I was going to tell this one, but this happened about 30 minutes ago. An hour ago, as I was getting ready to leave the house to go to the grocery store. I set my phone down, and then I looked at it, and I was like, remember where you set that down? Because I had to go let the dog. I was trying to figure out if Danielle could let the dog out. I went on ahead and said, well, just let her out before you lay down. I went back up there to try to find the phone, and I couldn't find it.
Then,
that's where I thought I seen it. I went through the whole house, right? It had fell in behind the thing, but I tore up the entire upper part of the house trying to find the damn phone. I didn't bother to look behind the thing that I set it on. I set it there and walked away, and it slipped.
But at least in your case, it slipped behind something. I've done that where I slipped my phone into my back pocket, gone and done something.
All right.
I'm looking around like, where the fuck is my phone?
Yeah. I call mine all the time. Danielle call me, or I get on the computer and I do that. Where's my droid thing?
Yep. No, I literally... One day it was like, I don't know where my brain is lately, but like, you know, I said, where's my phone? And I went to my fucking hand. I had something else on top of it. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I hate to admit this, but back pocket is one of my worst enemies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I go walking around.
Yep,
I'm wearing a thick jacket. The other day I was working on Danielle's car, and I'm looking for the phone. And I'm freaking, then I sit down and I feel like, you dumb.
I've done that too. I've totally done the same thing.
I lost
keys
in a freezer when I was a young man. I had them sitting on top of the fridge.
How'd you put your keys in the freezer?
This is the kind of refrigerator that – this was a fridge that had the door that opens up separately for the freezer.
And what had happened,
I'd set my keys on top of the fridge. I set them on the edge of the fridge, and someone had opened the door to get something out of the freezer, and they fell in the damn little –
The shelf on the door.
Oh, it gets better. This is back in 1988.
I go get my
car teammate. I feel like, oh no, I've lost all these keys and everything. And about 2 weeks later, I'm digging in the freezer and there's the fucking keys. I'm like, you dumbass.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
That was when I was a young man. I was like 20 years old.
Yeah, you're just trying to ensure that your car would give a good cold start.
No, I just didn't have anywhere to set the damn keys. I get you.
Mikey has ADHD too. Between the two of us, okay, like I found he went in the kitchen yesterday. I went to open the fridge to get water and the ice cube tray was in the refrigerator.
Oh, shit.
One time, one of them put a Rubik's Cube in the freezer.
What?
Right? A Rubik's Cube. So we left it there, and I don't have it now. I wish I did. It wasn't in the freezer when we went back to get my shit, which I didn't get anyway.
Yeah.
All right, the Rubik's Cube we kept in our freezer. So this time we have a little doll, you know, one of them creepy little baby dolls, like a little
right.
We drew like dead-looking eyes on it and shit like that, and we put that in the freezer.
No.
So now we have the doll. Yeah. All right? But that's,
That reminds me of you and Annie playing the dirty tricks on your dad.
Oh, my God, that was
kind of
so
thing.
Fun.
But you and your you and Annie used to play dirty tricks.
Do you know? Wait, my dad. The one time he was mad at me and Annie, right? And we ran, and he chased us around a block. And my neighbor's like, "Here they go!" But you knew he would never catch you. You understand?
Right.
I'm gonna get your asses. He was like, "There." You know that he never laid his hand on me, but it was hysterical because you would do it on purpose, and then we'd run around the block and go in first and hide in the house. No, we were bad. Yeah, no, me and Annie. No, he was good.
That's
that. Neither one of us.
Kids, get off of my lawn, even though y'all live there, kind of man.
No. Well, you know, we did scare him with the, when I put that mannequin, man.
Yeah, I remember you telling me. He got pretty upset once.
He got scared. He goes, "Yeah, I just fucking my
yeah, that's it.
No, look, why the fuck are you two? That's what he was. And we were hiding in the basement. Where the fuck? I'm going to get you too. We're giggling. I know you're down there.
I got to tell you what I used to do to the kids and Danielle. And I still do it to Danielle. She'll punch me in the mouth now, though.
Oh, shit. What are you doing?
I have a little, well, Danielle, I don't think she's listening. So I'm going to hope
Hi,
not.
Danielle,
but if I come home and I see them all missing, I'm going to know. I've got a stash of masks hidden in the top of one of our closets, right where when she's getting up and coming down from the back, down the stairs from the up there, that I like to hide in the darkest corner and make little twittering noises, twitching noises, kick a bag, kick my shoe. I'm wearing a evil clown, or I'm wearing a witch or Frankenstein, because I got two or three masks.
Yeah, I got Scream too.
But she saw Scream and she just smacked me in the head. Like, you dumbass. That doesn't even scare
Yeah, Ghostface is not a scary mask.
But the one that got her the worst, I got this one that looked like a goblin and a dwarf mix.
Okay. Yeah, I can give. Okay, yeah,
and,
yeah.
It was, I got it from Spirit Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Fabian, you got to check out something. There is a place, and they do what's called the hyperflesh mask.
Really?
Yes, they do. It's called Immortal Masks. They're on Instagram.
Yes. They are cool.
Christine, they move with you. Everything is so you can't even tell. They put like a little kid or an old man mask on a little kid.
You can't even tell.
Like a young kid, you never know who he's not.
Man.
They have the hands. They have everything. It's fucking crazy, and it's cool.
Yeah, Immortal's cool. They make
the ghost stuff too for the band Ghost.
Yeah, right.
They do that. But they're just awesome. I mean, their creations are fantastic.
Yeah, I actually have. I like their page. I think it was you that it posted it. And they had what's his name from Thousand Corpses, the clown guy.
Oh,
we
Sid,
were talking about
Sid.
Sid yeah.
Oh,
Sid
I
loved
him.
Yeah.
He was so fucking cool. I loved him.
Right. They had him. Yeah. They had his face. That was one of the masks.
Oh, yeah, that was well,
yeah,
I
actually still get the thing.
I can't believe
the,
he died.
I still can't
believe he died. Man, he was the coolest. When I met him, he made me sit down next to him behind the table while he was greeting people.
Yeah.
And Dawn, too, was behind us. Yeah, we were hanging out talking. He was just so fucking cool. You know, like just such a good person.
I saw him at the Knoxville convention. He was absolutely
Absolutely.
Off. He really was.
Naturally a nice freaking human being. The crazy guy in the fucking Rob Zombie films was one of the nicest fucking guys ever.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about these actors. They really are. They're very humble when you meet them. It's like they know that's their bread and butter, you know.
Some of them.
And I have met some dickheads. Absolutely.
They
put their hand up and they don't want to talk to you. And unfortunately, one of those people was Robert Englund, and I still love Robert Englund.
Wow. Really?
But he'd
maybe
come
he was,
off front. Well, I think I've caught him. I mean, we were trying
caught
to get to
front.
Everybody. And
right,
I think
right.
he was on his way in through the outdoor, and that's just his
okay,
agent
gotcha.
Was telling him he had to go.
Probably, no. most likely.
But he just looked at me and he said, "Not now."
You know who was super cool? Eddie Munster.
Oh, yeah, I met
you met him too, right? He's fucking cool. Butch, what's his face?
Butch Patrick.
Butch Patrick.
All right.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. He's super cool.
I know. He's
yeah,
really
he's
nice.
Actually he's one of
okay.
my friends on Facebook. So I'm
can I tell you the truth? The only person that kind of freaked me out a little bit was Corey Feldman.
Really?
I never got to meet the Frog Brothers, but it was just a little weird.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but he was nice, and don't get me wrong, you know, and all that, you know, but mm-hmm. just a little odd.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a different mentality, judging by some of the reality stuff that I saw.
He was dressed like Michael Jackson. So I was freaked out. He was just kind of like Michael Jackson. So
well,
there's a story about him, too.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
No, I know, but he was kind of dressed like that, so it kind of freaked me out. I don't know, but, you know, but he was nice.
It's not him, it's what happened to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to become a Hollywood star. It's very bad.
I know, it's sad.
Yeah,
you know?
It's sick.
Yep, but that's how it was back then with everything. Music, acting, think about
it. Yeah, one of the Frog Brothers.
Same shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the Coreys were my favorite. They were awesome.
Yeah, I know. They were great. I know. My
Lost
God.
Boys.
Yeah, Corey Haim trying to in that movie, The Lost Boys, when he's trying to dress like David Bowie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All the movies we had back then were good.
Yeah, we were talking about
movies. Now,
you queued it up earlier, Lisa. I wanted to say something about movies in general. I talked to you about it pre-show. I talked to you about it last night. I
mm-hmm.
called you and we talked a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And I am disgusted, and David's going to be able to see through this, too, because actually I know. We actually talk about this under a different type of discussion. But you cannot go on Tubi and Freevee are doing an amazing job of putting out really good horror movies right now. Apparently Tubi and Freevee must be based out of the United Kingdom. Because my favorite movies of horror movies.
They are?
I don't know that for sure. I'm just saying that
the
movies they're putting out are movies we haven't seen in our country, and they are really good.
That's English horror. Yeah.
That's my favorite kind of horror movies, English
horror.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The others.
Oh, that was fucking good.
But the problem I have with, you go on and you try, like Prime Video is the worst. You go to try to find a really good horror movie, and yeah, they got all these movies, but everything made after 2015, hear me out. I'm wanting to find a good quality movie about a haunting.
Like
a haunting in a house, and people are dealing with the spirits of people that live there, et cetera.
I shoot myself
in the foot by limiting myself to those kind of movies. But those are the best kind of horror movies to me. Everything after 2015, and maybe even a little bit before that, is demons.
It's all demons.
Demon bullshit. Demonic. Evil demon. Why can't we have a bad human spirit movie? Does it always have to be a fucking demon?
This is what it is. Okay? You know how salespeople are? You know what I'm saying? They know what people bite on. It's the same
thing.
That's what I
told Danielle, too.
Yep.
I said that.
Yep.
I said
that's exactly it. Yeah, but you know what? It don't make no fucking sense. I'm telling you, they're also causing fucking people to go out and think every motherfucking thing in their fucking paranormal investigation is a fucking demon, and it's fucking not.
Thank you. Ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
All right.
I am tired. And now William Howe, if he ever gets called a fucking demon again.
Oh, I'll tell you.
He is not a demon. That motherfucking spirit saved my ass.
Yes.
Okay? So there, he saved my ass.
Yes.
A freaking spirit. If it wasn't for him, no, I would have not figured that things out in time. So it was William.
Yeah, I really did.
Yeah, and that is a beautiful story.
You have, you know, the thing about COVID, if you have an underlying condition like Lyme disease, that could be fatal to you.
No, I don't catch. See, I don't catch the flu. So viruses.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
And plus, check this out. I worked with animals and I was doing the blood and the microscope.
Yeah.
And that. We didn't wear masks. We didn't wear gloves. I was exposed to all of these coronavirus animal diseases. So I probably built up a little bit of an immunity by my work, too.
Some people did not get it. I was one of those people.
Yep. Yeah, I had it, but because my...
Oh, you never got COVID?
Face.
No, I sure didn't. I never got it. It was like, I thought I had it. It turned out it was absolutely benign. But everyone around me got it.
Yep.
I just recently
got it worse than I did. Mikey did. I
think I got to
That's
the point
why.
Where I believed I had it. I got to thinking I couldn't smell anymore.
Oh, wow.
And I just went without showering for 3 weeks.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I got it. I actually got it, 3 months ago, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
Right around in November, roughly.
Goodness. Yeah, can you believe it? It's almost spring. Yeah. Praise God.
Wait, we did not have enough snow.
That's Tuesday.
I want
you're going
to
have it.
Snow.
David
yeah,
will give you some damn snow on
you.
No.
He ain't getting it either. Watch. He's not. No, he's got some, but it's all melting. Okay, look. Right, David? You told me it's melting, right?
Yeah,
snow?
It's starting to melt. It's sliding right off the roof now.
I like snow.
Good.
I like
I
sun, and I like snow.
Like,
but yeah.
I like snow, but yeah, but I like
Selma
snow.
Selma with snow all over. Hey, if it does snow, get a picture of Selma for us.
Mikey did that the last week. I'll have to show you. But he lost his phone. But he dropped his phone. Wait a minute. He dropped his phone in the snow. And he had his ringer off. And I'm calling him. Oh, my God.
Yep.
And we're on Selma's phone. We're digging up the whole fucking world looking for his phone. Finally, we came back. We left the phone. And he went and they got an app to go trace the phone to get to his number. And they found it in the snow, and it still works fine. An iPhone fell in the snow, laid there for an hour and a half, and still works.
I got a fact check back to what David was saying. Cars, the movie Cars, was originally going to be released on November 4th, 2005, but on December 7th, 2004, its release date was moved to June 9th, 2006. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, so early 2000s.
Okay.
I thought it was a little earlier than that, but yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, but, as far as
know that movie. That my kids
as far as all the newer stuff, the in the paranormal movie section, nobody has any good ideas anymore.
No, you're
not.
Every single movie that they're creating.
Excuse me. Frank Sumption, for instance. No one ever thought. And I'm not talking about a fucking asshole making a movie. Nobody ever thought that they could make a movie about this man's life, being he's a military, okay? He's a sergeant. He was in Vietnam. Come on. And then he learned from the best of the best in Germany, okay? When you deal with all of this, and that's how he created the Frank Spots, the whole thing. Nobody ever thought. You can't.
But those people in Hollywood.
Yeah. No, it's not the Hollywood people. It's the paranormal people. Okay?
They treat us like fucking shit.
That's why.
How many paranormal people?
David, listen. They treated Frank like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Except for like Danny and Tim. All right? No. But a lot of the motherfuckers used him. Used him because he knew and he did what I did. They used him. He would make them boxes for just parts and labor and shipping because, you know, he'd ship it. Okay? That's it. Okay? That's the thing. And they turn around, and as soon as that bastard friend of mine died on me in the middle of a text, they go then and there you look at the boxes in there for 10 grand. Fuck that. Frank didn't want that. He
never wanted that. Those people, I unplugged from them and I blocked them.
I don't blame. Yeah. No. You know what?
I'm not going to say any names, but I really would like to, but I'm not.
Frank gave me and Frank come on the same wavelength, and he and I were both told the same fucking thing. You can't make money off of what you do with the box itself.
Yeah.
You can tell people, you can help people. You got to take money. You can eat food. You could get booked for events, but never charge the person sitting in front of you anything. Don't do it for money, or it won't work.
Yeah.
And
that's the only thing. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, before I say this, and I won't forget it, what David was saying is something that I actually understand. Hollywood and the paranormal researchers, how they're getting famous and getting notarized.
I mean, we know some good people.
How they're getting notarized in the industry, it's the Hollywood scouts and people like that are bringing them. And, David, is that what you were going to say, where there's a connection between Hollywood and paranormal stuff?
What I was saying was everybody in Hollywood who's making movies hasn't got two brain cells to rub together to come up with a brand new thought. All they're doing is rehashing all of the older movies and adding the demon portion to it.
Crap. Oh, my bad. I thought you were going in another direction. But it's the same. A lot of these people that are famous are tied in with Hollywood at the hip.
It'd be nice to see, I see a lot of more fun happening.
The higher up the tier you go, the closer they are in bed with, you know, production companies, et cetera, at infinitum.
Yeah. Like the crew out in Nevada, Las Vegas, where they were good for a while, and then suddenly everything is a fucking demon. And then when that started happening, that's when everybody else said, oh, I heard the exact same noise in my house. I have a nest of demons inside my house.
Oh, Lord, have you got a bunch of mice
and
in the fucking wall,
and you got three knocks on the wall, you might have a bad fight, dude.
That one on its own has always bothered me.
The three knocks.
The three knocks, the
Somebody
three scratches, the
knocks.
Three.
Me too.
But when they start... But when they start attributing that to the mark of Satan, because it's a mocking of the Holy... Okay.
Sorry.
It's a mocking of the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
It's not as a pipe. I'll get some welcome, but...
Yeah,
that
happens.
Okay. If you suddenly randomly get three scratches on your body, it's not a water pipe.
No, that's different. No, but listen.
This is what I'm saying, though. When they say that everything that happens in groups of three, a knock or scratches or something, is a mark of the Satan.
No. But what if the other day I banged my arm and I cut it and didn't even realize it for 10 fucking minutes? I just went, ow. So how can maybe sometimes somebody butt scratch themselves and forget? Okay?
This is true. And they've been catching people. Let me do a favor. Something I heard the other day, or actually watched. They were showing on YouTube how they're debunking some of these people. Again, I'm not dropping names. There's one guy that we know, and you can see the jacket move, and then about 2 minutes later he talks about how he got scratched on the neck. So there's you can tell someone you can reach your arm behind you and come up. And actually some people are more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do that, and they often do that to themselves. But no, that's not even the big problem. Here, I got to ask a question then. Was Tony Orlando and Dawn, were they evil? Because they had a song about that.
No, it was just a song.
No, but it's knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. No, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything to do with
twice
that.
Twice on
love.
The pipe.
Because the person,
you know.
That's true. Now that I think about it, Wayne. No, but I think it was supposed to be about the boyfriend of whatever.
And it wasn't
whatever.
Wayne. It wasn't Wayne Newton. So, it was Tony Orlando. Yeah.
But my problem with the whole thing is they keep wanting to claim that three scratches, three knocks, or anything that happens that scares you in groups of three is something evil, it's something satanic.
333 is one of the most spiritual fucking numbers there is.
That's your number, Lisa. Three.
I know it is. It is. 333. Mm-hmm. Yep. And 11-11.
No, but David's right. They're running that three knock, ding, ding, ding,
My point was, they're all running it into the ground as satanic.
Yay.
But three is a holier number. It is a more religious, more angelic number. So maybe it's an angel trying to get your attention, not a demon.
That's interesting you bring that up because, you ever heard of where the numbers are like all the same and that's supposed to be an angel or something trying to reach out to you? Like you see three fives
or three sevens,
which is my favorite. I love the sevens.
It's like your spiritual journey thing. Like I see certain numbers all the time, every day, hauntingly, all day. Okay, whether it's day or night, I know it's coming. Or something else, or I'll be out and I'll see one on the thing. I'll be like, oh god, damn it. And just look, things like that. But every number means something different, So like, if you read about it, it's kind of fascinating. I'd rather look at it that way than I would look at it in any other way. Get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
right.
It's beautiful that way, and it really it makes more sense to be truthful.
Right, and when you look at it in that perspective,
yeah,
it changes everything. The problem is, how do you get people to understand that they need to change their perspective?
Look, enough people are understanding it. Enough people, from what I can see, are understanding it now. Not that they're in the paranormal. Some of them are. Look at Andrea Perrin, the love she is. Oh, my God.
Oh, she's awesome.
Right.
Oh, look at her. Look at, come on.
Yeah,
look.
She's a part of the Conjuring
Look
kingdom.
At Justin Parry,
Conjuring
how he
House.
Is with people. Look at Justin Parry, how he is with people. Look at
Dave
Schrader is another one.
Dave Schrader.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Those guys.
He's a gentle giant. He's so nice.
I know.
I love David.
And
he's very prolific.
And a
just
personal
a giant.
Friend, too, by the
yeah,
way.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too. I know. Ditto. And, I mean, I miss him because I haven't seen him in, what,
you know,
quite a few years now.
We lost Scotty Burns, by the way. I don't know if I shouted that out, but we lost a beautiful soul in the paranormal about a month
I remember ago. His name.
No, her. It's Scotty.
Her?
Scotty
oh,
was
Scotty, a girl. I remember
yeah,
her
she
name,
was
though.
Scotty Burns.
Huh?
And
okay.
she
oh,
was
man,
very close to all of us, and she lost her battle with lung cancer.
Oh, man,
about a month ago, and I meant to shout that out. Well, we didn't have a show that week.
We lost Gayton. Gayton used to be with us, right, all the time with the Fort Me and Dawn. Me, Dawn, Gayton.
Yeah, okay. I saw that. The old fella.
Yeah. No, this guy was a bigger guy. He was kind of sick. Like actually, he had.
Oh,
like,
that was earlier in last year.
Yeah, that was
okay,
earlier. Yeah, that was
that
way
was...
earlier. And no, but he had back then, it was years ago, Gayton used to come to all our events. We met him at the fort, and he just stuck to the group like glue. And we loved him. And, yeah, we did, actually. And,
yeah, him and,
Greg
were close, right?
Yeah, we all were.
Greg O'Brien. Yeah,
the
Greg
fort
O'Brien.
Family.
Yeah.
The
Greg O'Brien's
family.
Awesome.
It's,
I'm getting to know him.
Fort.
He's become a good friend, by
the
way. The
fort family is quite a bunch of a crowd, as far as I could see. You know what I mean? It is. But that's Walter. He said, we're the fort family. So, okay.
That's great.
And and when I look at the records, I can see that now. So, which is really, you know, never mind that. William, how'd I wind up Perth Amboy, New Jersey at Fort Mifflin? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom went to Fort Mifflin because my mom liked history, but I didn't go to Philly with her. You know what I mean? When they went on trips and stuff like that. I learned a lot of history from mom. And she didn't keep the truth away. She didn't mince words, okay? But you know what I'm saying. I mean, look at all of that. So when you got in the field, what are we gonna?
Go ahead.
Mean, what can you do? What we can't do anything because, okay, like there's people like that need like, I don't know, the people need to bridge it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like Danny got, I got, and another person got. We'll leave the name with the Z dog. Okay. Bridget.
You broke up. What did you say?
I said we'll just call him Z Dog, okay?
Okay. No, before that, you said Bridget? What?
Yeah, Bridge what it. Like a Bridge it.
Oh,
Bridget,
I thought you were talking about someone named Bridget.
No.
Okay.
No, we thought so too. We're like, who are they talking about? But then Danny Big Beard, as I always call him. Okay.
Yeah,
our
cousin, believe it or not, distantly.
Huh? I noticed.
He's in our family tree.
No, so, I think Daniel Robert.
Oh, you don't think it's
wait
him?
A minute. Wait.
No, I thought we were going to address that.
I don't know if it's him, but I haven't asked him because I completely forgot. But I got the DNA match. It said Daniel Robert. So I don't know. It's his name.
Yeah.
And
well, I know it connects to that Canadian line. So
it's like distant, but it's distant, but still.
But
no,
I do have Robert.
Yep,
there is a last name Robert in my direct Trahan line.
Well, you
most
know my family.
Out of Canada.
You know, my family switched kids a lot, so.
there you go. You can have this one. It's too loud.
It'd be like, here, Uncle Joe.
Screaming too much.
Uncle Joe, I can't take care of baby Sue. Can you? And, I'll take baby Sue. I'll raise her as my own. It's okay. You'll be fine. Boy.
Yeah. I'll take Billy, and I'll raise you two brats.
Pretty much. And then the whole family's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well,
I fold, and then about a week later, I fold. Can't deal with it. I fold laundry, I fold dirty diapers.
Right? Shit, right?
Poker references.
So we have a paranormal. So I see a lot of good, like the Dave Childs or the Palmerton area research.
Right, right.
They're all good.
Oh, yeah, Dark Echoes. I want to give a shout out to Dark Echoes. I meant to do that, too.
Yep.
Dark Echoes. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No,
Dark
that's
Echoes.
Okay.
I actually watched the first episode, and I am floored. I want to give a shout-out to Cousin Larissa, Rex, and
oh,
Alan.
Oh, yeah.
And
Cousin
Fred
Larissa.
Dreyer,
yep.
Fred, and
Fred,
the whole
oh, Fred Ayers? And
Fred
Ayers.
Yeah.
I can never say the name. Ayers,
right? All right.
Something like that.
Like Ayers. And okay. Sarah Grimm. The whole gang,
oh, yeah,
they are really,
it.
They're
I
doing some it. Great stuff behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Dark Echoes.
But wait,
really good
David,
stuff.
You can't forget David Childers. Look, I want to give
oh,
a shout
yes.
out.
Oh, yeah,
fucking,
he's in
there. Where is the yeah. costume at Hell House? I was
fucking oh, yeah.
hysterical.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
was,
yeah, yeah.
And when he had the clown, the costume on of the clown, and he was giving the speech in person, I was fucking hysterical. I was falling my chair. It was funny as shit. Now that's,
yeah, that's
what
it's
need.
About.
That's
what it's
what
about. The Hell House, the next
yeah,
Hell
House
movie,
mm-hmm.
the next Hell House
yeah.
LLC is going to have some
wait,
very
that,
interesting
wait,
people
that
we
out?
Know.
Wait, is that coming out?
No,
I think it's
in
out.
The works.
Yeah.
I think he may have an NDA going, so I shouldn't say too much.
Okay, all right. But anyway, yeah, they're fucking great. But I love everybody there. I shout out to
yeah,
all the actors, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think they were even the same people.
Who?
They're in with
the people who did the people who
oh,
put out
no.
the first
yeah.
two original Hell
no,
House
no,
movies. I
no,
don't
no.
think were involved with Palmerton Area Paranormal.
No, they're up in they made it, but they made it up in New York. I think this one they went retro with the storyline. I think.
Okay.
No,
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Well, it's definitely Hell House, and it's the Astoria,
no, I don't know,
a state
I think,
of
yeah.
fear, and
yeah, that,
I believe the
yeah.
woman who runs that. I'm not so sure about that,
Angela.
David. I do believe she is directly tied into the
she's
Hell House LLC.
Oh yeah, she's
on
I think it's the
yeah.
it's
maybe
the
location.
Yeah, I
yeah,
think it's
maybe the location. I don't.
Yeah.
Know. What do I know? I'm just a truck driver.
I don't know either. You know what I mean?
I think I've only watched the one Hell
oh,
House movie.
I love them.
Oh, but they're great. They really are. They're entertaining. They're
you know what,
okay.
Jade? Wait,
I mean,
Jade. Jade watched Hell House way before I did. She was in New Jersey with her friend Estrella, right? Now, Jade is
yeah.
clownphobic. She's clownphobic. All right, that's another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and that clown
okay?
thing's in there.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So she's eating guacamole, right? The bowl and chips. Her and Estrella. Jade screamed, threw the bowl of guacamole up and the chips went all over the
oh
fucking
my
floor.
God.
and then so she's okay, poor baby. She's due for the baby in June 12th.
Yeah. Tell her best
yep.
wishes from me.
I know.
Give her
it ain't that more. Let me see. We are February, March, April, May, June. 5 more months. Okay.
Yeah. It's the year
wow,
for the kids to have kids.
Crazy. Yep.
Yep.
Again, David.
Yeah,
I just
got a brand new grandson myself.
Congratulations,
aww.
Buddy.
Aww, they
yeah,
oh, that's so
cute.
That
so you're going to wear the mask? Are you going to wear that mask when you go
hey,
to the hospital?
Can I play one more song?
Hell, I can't. Oh, yeah.
Can I play one more? I'm going to play
yeah.
one more. Let me see.
Well, that's, yeah, you're the queen shit on third
okay.
down. So.
Which one am I going to want me to play? The tide?
Oh, yes, turning the
okay,
top.
Okay, got it. There
echo
we come.
What is
his
name?
Turn
echo blue.
Very
blue.
Eerie
blue.
Funny. Yeah.
Bunny.
And now.
Here we go.
I'm going to follow the long I love it.
Here. I'm gonna leave.
Next up.
Oh my God, I love this fucking song.
That's fine. I've got it.
Oh, I love it.
I'm chewing the words.
sleepers dancing around. Vibes from that particular song kind of set me into the Hooters kind of thing.
I smell weed.
I know, I said
do
hit the bomb. Hit the bomb.
Somebody.
Yeah, that. Oh,
like
shit.
Smoking.
Oh, what? Bloody hell. It's almost time to go again, yo.
Oh, yes,
is it,
it is.
It?
All right,
wow.
But, yeah. And I'm happy we had this show tonight. It was a good show. You know what I'm saying?
It was. It was good. We just talked, man. That's what makes us great. Scanning the frequencies every Monday night at 8 p.m.
I know.
Online. Paranormal.com. iHeart. Spotify.
Yeah,
I think they know it. iHeart.
Simulcast on Trahan Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, FabianTrahan.com/radio. That's right.
Damn right.
Yeah.
And of course, it's on our Scanning the Frequencies page, too, on Facebook,
yes,
if you want to listen to it. After
we need an answer for next week's trivia question.
What?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Three.
All right. Wait, what?
Three.
All righty, then.
No, it's a Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll.
Booty roll.
Yeah. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
We got
to
give a shout out to
Bobby. Yeah, my milkshake.
Give a shout out to Bobby.
Bobby Jello.
Hey, Bobby Jello.
Bobby.
We see you. Hey,
we done.
See us. Love
we
you.
Out.
Tune in next
okay.
week, folks.
Love you guys.
Good
bye-bye.
Night.
Night.
I love you.
Love you. Bye.